Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're mere days into the new year, and maybe your goals for 2018 are already waning a bit. Maybe not. Maybe you're on track. Candace Brands is a health coach for Avera. She's with me now at the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Candace, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I'm curious to know how you became a health coach, because that sounds like kind of a fun job.
It is a fun job. I love my job. I have always been passionate about health and wellness. I went to University of Sioux Falls for exercise science, and it's just always been kind of a part of my life. Growing up, I've just always been very conscientious of health and wellness. So I love it.
So how do people connect with you? Do they hire you through Avera? Do they get doctor
That's correct.
Guidance?
Yep, I work at Integrative Medicine Clinic at Avera at the Cancer Institute. And myself and then another health coach that I work with, Becky Hansen, we get referrals from physicians. Maybe a patient is looking to lose weight. We work with some cancer patients who maybe need some advice with nutrition or stress management or things like that. We work with a diet plan through our clinic. So yeah, mostly doctor referral though.
All right. So talking about 2018 and a new year, what kind of changes do you see are common that people really want to make they take stock of things, whether it's taking stock after the turn of a calendar or taking stock because of a diagnosis or a chronic problem that they're having?
Yes. So I think health is probably the number one thing people think of when they think of New Year's resolutions and losing weight and getting healthier, choosing better foods and exercise. But also, as a health coach, we view nutrition as what we call our secondary food. And primary food is all the other things that feed who we are. And so I really do think it's important to not only think about weight loss and nutrition, but to think about the relationships around you, to think about your career, to think about your finances, your education, your joy, your spiritual life. All these things make up who we are as a person, and they also affect our weight and affect the food that we eat. And so filling, really kind of focusing on some of those primary foods can help with secondary food also.
I like that. So if you're thinking that you've had a good day or a stressful day and you want to reward yourself, you might think of one of those primary food rewards instead of
exactly
you instead bet. Of the ice
instead
cream
of
reward.
The secondary food.
One way to apply that, I know,
right?
It's broad,
it is absolutely
it's broader than that.
Absolutely.
How hard is it though? I mean, because that's the reason that we have these conversations every January is because it wasn't going well for you in December You stumbled and fell and didn't keep your resolutions.
Right.
How challenging is it?
We talk about that in our office, too, about how we can sit and to have these conversations for a half hour. But living that out in a day-to-day life is difficult. And so, yes, there's things that we can do to help make sure that we reach some of those goals that we'd like to set for ourselves.
All right. So what are some of the mistakes people make when setting the goal itself?
So I think probably the number one is that they're not motivated. You know, you have to find what's motivating you. So a lot of times people will set goals that they think they should set or that other people think that they should set. But if you don't really want to do it, then it's not going to happen. So find out what's motivating you and, how you can attain those goals too. Making sure that they're attainable, that they're not too lofty.
Let's stick with that for a minute. This idea of motivation. Being overweight and losing weight and eating healthy, if being overweight and the problems that you know are ahead for you isn't enough motivation, like that just doesn't really do it for you. What are some of the other motivations that people have? You heard people come up with sort of interesting motivations because it's hard to, in that moment where you're reaching for the food that you know you shouldn't.
Right. You know, if we have somebody that comes into us that really isn't all that motivated, I would probably actually encourage them to come back when they are ready. So, I like your question of what are some motivations that people have, because just the fact of not being healthy or having a disease isn't always motivation enough.
Right.
That's true. So you have to, I think, do some soul searching and figure out what could motivate you or why do you want to make changes? What's the purpose of it? It doesn't always relate to just health. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's a cost savings. Maybe it is because you want to be a good influence on your family or your kids, things like that. So it's not always just for health. I don't.
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to, when you know you're going to feel better, but until you actually feel it, you don't know how
right.
much better your
yes,
life is.
You don't know
really
how bad
be.
You are feeling.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned small goals. How mm-hmm. small? What's a smart goal to make?
So one of the things that I really like to do is kind of think broad first. And so for the next year, what are maybe two or three or four things that I would really love to accomplish in the next year? But then from there, get small and very specific mm-hmm. and, we use the acronym SMART, but just very specific. So not just, I want to get healthier, but what does that mean to you? How are you going to get healthier? I want to lose 20 pounds, but how are you going to lose 20 pounds? What are specific ways that you can incorporate in your life to reach that kind of broader goal?
And once people do that, what are some of the ways to implement those? Now you've set your goal and mm-hmm. you've said, whatever it's going to be for stress reduction or mm-hmm. Spending time with your family or whatnot. Are there ways to really measure it that make more sense than others? Is it writing it down, an app
yes.
on your phone? Like what, how do you track yourself?
Absolutely. I think that the number one thing you need to do is physically write them down. Get a piece of paper, get a journal, get an app on your phone, find somewhere that you can physically write down what you would like to accomplish. That act is so important. The other thing is that you should really share it with somebody. If you have a loved one, a friend, maybe even a coworker who can help kind of hold you accountable, that's going to be so important and so huge because it's not just you doing it. It's someone else helping you through it. And the other thing, too, I think that's super important when you are writing out your goals is that you always use positive language, that you don't think about it negatively, but think about the positive part of it.
Give me an example of using positive language for a goal.
When you write a goal, I'm not going to do this anymore, but instead,
okay.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat more vegetables this week, and I'm going to try to aim for 4 cups of vegetables every day.
Sure.
Instead of what I'm not going to do. What am I going to limit myself on? Staying away
sure.
from some of those more negatives so that we don't think about, we're crowding out, we're adding in, and then we're crowding out the bad, but we don't always have to mention. We don't always have to focus on that part
right.
of it.
So that goes back to what you said about, I will lose 20 pounds mm-hmm. instead saying I will exercise 3 times a week and mm-hmm. I will eat vegetables and
yes.
creating the positive
yes.
choices. So that helps you be specific and positive.
I'm
taking notes here for myself for later.
Awesome.
Because I set my own. Because I haven't
yes.
set any goals this year.
I just think it's such a great time of year to do it. I know right. it's very cliche, but it's also such a great time to think about the new year. And we actually are very busy at this time of year, too, mm-hmm. because I think it's a great time to think about about weight loss, especially weight management, healthy eating. We've been just kind of got through this holiday season that where we don't always feel so great because we mm-hmm. maybe didn't make the best choices. And we're ready. We're just ready to just
right.
set some new things in our life as goals. And so I think it's a great time of year to do it.
My mother used to say, I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
it's a new year.
And then she turned over another new leaf. And so it became a family joke. We're like, yep, today's the day. But, I tease, but in a way it kind of helped me, learn growing mm-hmm. up that it's never too late for that fresh start
not.
And that
right.
you could have fun with the fact that you were a
yep.
human being and sometimes
exactly. we're not perfect.
You fell
we're
off
not.
You know
mm-hmm.
your goals
I'm
and
not perfect either
you just turned over that leaf and you had a good laugh
which is
and
good
you
it's
did
good
it again.
To not yeah. keep going down the road of making bad decisions but you can keep trying
right.
keep working harder and one step forward two steps back hopefully it turns into two steps forward one step back.
Talk to me about the accountability partner. How do you be a good accountability partner for someone else?
That's a good question. I'm thinking about my own life right now.
Right. Exactly. I think everybody
because
is.
Because I am an accountability person yeah. right now to my husband. So
yeah.
I think that it's always good to give encouragement. You know, never like, oh, you're doing terrible, but encourage, recognize the wins that you had. Maybe that weren't quite as much as what you had hoped,
right.
but recognize that and celebrate those wins. Be supportive, be a sounding board. You don't always have to give advice. Sometimes you can just listen, and that's important. And maybe some gentle nudging too, when you know that they're maybe going down a path that they don't want to. You can gently and positively push them to where they would like to be.
Right. Is it important for you to be doing something? Does it have to be a two-way partnership, or can you just ask someone, you know, will you help me, you know, quit smoking, even if they're not a smoker?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have to find somebody who's sort of in the boat with you?
Oh, I don't think so. No,
yeah.
I think that whoever you feel in your life is a good encourager and close to you and can help you, I think that's a perfect partner.
All right. I want to break down this SMART acronym
okay.
because we've heard it before, but I guess I don't really know what it all means. What
yep.
what does it
yep.
stand for?
So SMART is, S stands for specific, M is measurable, A is attainable, R is realistic, and T is timely.
Hmm.
So specific means we can't just say, I want to lose weight this year. It needs
right.
to be specific. And then even getting down to the nitty gritty of how are we going to lose weight? Very specifically, I'm going to aim for exercising 3 times a week. I'm going to make sure I get plenty of water in, you know, trying to aim for that 68 ounces of water. I'm going to get my 4 cups of vegetables, you know, all those kind of specific parts of it. Measurable. So the way that I just said that is measurable.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get my 4 cups in today? Yes, no. Did I exercise 3 times this week or 4 times or whatever? Yes, no. So it's measurable. You know you know when you've reached your goal. Attainable. So what's attainable for me might not be attainable for you. So
right.
specific to who you are as a person. So I like to work out about 4, 5, 6 times a week, whereas someone who's just getting started, that might be way too much. So something that's realistic. And a good goal, it doesn't have to go according to what's considered the standard or healthy. So, for instance, we have this body mass index chart for weight management. And I work with a lot of people that don't really want to fit into that healthy weight yet. They're not quite ready to go there. But maybe they'll be a 30 on the BMI chart, and that's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's realistic for them. And maybe eventually they'll move down and keep working towards it. But whatever is realistic to you. And then lastly, to put some kind of time limit, again, realistic on it. So for the next month, I'd like to lose 4 pounds. That's realistic. 20
okay.
pounds in the next month, not realistic.
Right.
So putting a time limit on there. And I always think getting it down as small as you can, you know, taking it week by week or month. Is good. And then kind of like I mentioned before, having this kind of broad vision of what you'd like to have for yourself, but then breaking it down into smaller sections.
Right. Yeah. And how do you know when it's worked? I mean, we see research about, you know, how many days you have to have a habit or how, you know, at what point do you feel like people can say, yep, this is no longer just a goal that I had. This is who I am. I drink mm-hmm. water every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm a person who exercises. Or is it never really something you check off your list and say, yeah, I mastered that.
That's a good question, too.
Yeah.
Again, I just feel like every person is different. You know, like you mentioned, the water, that's just, it's common to me. I wouldn't
right.
write that down as a goal because that's just a part of who I am. It's what I do on a daily basis. So maybe things that you are struggling with that you know you need to improve or keep working on would be more
right.
of what we're talking about with setting those goals,
mm-hmm.
than things that are already you, are already a part of who you are.
What sort of, in your job, and again, if you're just tuning in, Candace Brands is my guest, and as we close out our time with her, I'm just wondering about success stories. You must see, you know, people who struggle,
mm-hmm.
and you must see people who, you know, just kind of change their whole life based
mm-hmm.
on their time working with you.
Oh, you bet I do. Yep. it's awesome to be able to see some of those success stories, but also recognizing that we're all on this journey, and it's hard, and the culture that we live in is rough. It's hard to make healthy decisions on a daily basis where we live. But I see success stories all the time that we know that it's possible. We know that people can do it.
We'll leave it there. It's possible. You can go back and listen to this conversation on listen.sdpb.org. Listen with an accountability partner, take notes, and set your goals and move forward. Candace Brands, thank you so much.
Thank you
for being here with us
today.
We appreciate your time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.